How about if I told you that August is National Hair Loss Awareness Month?
I did not know that.
Well, now you do, and that's why we've got our favorite dermatologist on the line, Dr. Michelle Henry, here to help us with that. Good morning, Dr. Henry. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk a little bit about hair loss. Just so you know, Craig doesn't lose hair. His just changes a different color. Mine, however, decides to jump ship. So I'm the one with the hair loss around here. Let's talk a little bit about that. I guess what are some of the causes of hair loss? Is it in our genes? Is it in our mind? What's happening with us?
So, you know, there's a lot of hair loss going on right now, especially because of COVID. So COVID is literally creating hair-raising financial, health, work, and social stress. And because of this increase in stress, we're seeing an increase in stress-related illnesses or issues. So things like acne and hair loss. But hair loss is also genetic, and it's inherited from both parents. So those are the facts. Some of the fiction, a lot of my patients believe that hair loss can be caused by washing their hair. And so, you know, washing your hair is actually really important. Having a consistent regimen actually helps to promote hair growth. Another myth is the fact that cutting or brushing the hair can stimulate hair growth, and that's actually just not right. Brushing the hair is actually a form of friction, and that can actually do more damage than good. And cutting the hair is actually, it may help to retain the hairs that you have, but hair growth happens at the follicle. So making sure that you have good scalp health and good follicular health is critical to having healthy hair.
How about sunlight?
So sunlight can play a role as well. So sunlight, actually excess sun or having a sunburn on the scalp can compromise hair growth. So an area that we often forget when we're thinking about our sun care practices, scalp. So I often recommend sunscreen on the scalp or sun protective powder on the scalp to keep the scalp healthy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the stress part of that. What really causes that to happen in hair loss?
You know, our body, we really have a tight mind-body interface. So our body really perceives mental stress in the same way that it perceives physical stress. And it really will compromise our health growth, our hair growth, to really protect everything else. So we really need to manage our stress. And so I really recommend doing that by really being considerate of your mental health, making sure that you're eating a really good diet, and making sure that you're really keeping moving to reduce your overall stress levels and promote healthy hair growth. So personally, I love meditation. So meditation is how I de-stress. And I really love listening to some of those apps like Headspace and Calm. I don't know if you've heard of them, but Headspace and Calm are really good. I'm also a huge fan of really paying attention to your diet. So we know that our diet directly affects our hair, our skin, and our nails. We want to make sure that you're eating healthy, balanced diets to give you the right nutrients. So thinking about foods like avocado, salmon, nuts, they all have omega-3s. And we know that omega-3s are really important to having shiny, healthy, full hair. And, you know, think about working out. Working out really helps to pump up those endorphins. And when we reduce our mental stress, we, again, also promote hair growth. And as we're stressed out right now, we may feel a little bit more inclined to indulge in some of those sugary sweets. We know those sugary sweets not only can flare acne, but can also compromise our overall hair health.
Let's talk about our scalp, since I can get a good view of mine, and that can, you know, I'm more closer to my scalp than I used to be. Let's just put it that way. How do we take care of that as well?
So scalp health is hair health. But as a dermatologist, when I think of the hair, I think of the scalp, because the scalp houses the follicle, and the follicle is where we get hair growth. So just when we're thinking about overall health of our face and our body, we talk about things like exfoliation. We exfoliate to get rid of dirt, oil, and debris, and allowing those healthy cells to rise to the surface and allowing them to absorb all of the important ingredients we use to promote their health. That's also really important on the scalp, so we really need to exfoliate our scalp as well. We also need to pay attention to our scalp, so evaluate your scalp. Just like you said that you can see your scalp, those who find it more difficult should really use their phone, utilize technology to take photos of your scalp. So your scalp really should not feel tender. It should not itch. You should really, when you look at your scalp, you shouldn't see redness. You shouldn't see flaking. So I like to recommend a few products. Neoxin has a great line. They have a purifying exfoliator, which I recommend monthly to really get rid of any debris or any dirt or any scale that can compromise hair growth, as well as a three-step system that contains a shampoo, a conditioner, and a scalp treatment, because consistency is really important. And I love products that really focus on hair density. That consistency and that exfoliation will help to keep your scalp healthy.
I also have forgotten the sunscreen application for that. You think of your arms and your face, you forget, well, the top part that's closer to the sun, if you're not wearing a hat, can really cause problems too, right?
Exactly. And as we start to lose some of our protective covering, our hair with time, it's even more critical that we're protecting that skin.
Right. You mentioned earlier about we talked about this mask knee. If you could comment on this thing. Is this a real thing, or is this just us coming up with excuses that we've already known that we may have some issues with our face and all this covering that's going on?
No, mask knee is absolutely real. I'm suffering from some right now from wearing my mask in the office. And so the technical term for mask knee is actually called acne mechanica. So it's something we've seen for a very long time. We actually see it in athletes. A lot of football players will have it underneath the chin from the chin strap. So any friction on the face can cause inflammation on the follicles, and that by itself can cause acne. And now you couple that with the dirt, oil, and debris that's already on our skin, that's the perfect recipe for acne. So we really are seeing acne from the mask, which we're affectionately calling maskne, and it's all about gentle skincare. It's all about being gentle with your skin, cleansing your skin appropriately, and using ingredients that don't further that inflammation that the mask might be causing.
And cleaning the mask often, or if you have, you know, just make sure that it's clean as well. Sometimes we forget about that because we sort of use these things. We're all new to this sort of thing. If people want to find out more about some of the things you talked about, help with their hair for National Hair Loss Awareness Month, where's a good place to go to get some good details?
So absolutely. If anyone is having hair loss, I recommend they see a board-certified dermatologist because it's really critical that you make sure it's not due to any underlying illnesses. If you want to learn more about hair loss, you can learn more at the American Hair Loss Association website. If you want to have a scalp evaluation, you can go to nioxin.com, where there are lots of tips and tools and tricks to help you evaluate your scalp and make sure that your scalp is as healthy as possible.